On today's episode of the Natty Boys podcast, we talk about the Reds' continued struggles, including a sweep at the hands of the Cleveland Indians in the second half of the Ohio Cup. We also recap the second episode of Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns. And after deciding that the Browns' helmet looks a lot better without their stripes, we decided to end the show with a fantasy draft of other uniform tweaks that we'd most like to see. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
Welcome to the Natty Boys podcast. Today is August 17th, and Ryan Madsen better never find his ass in Cincinnati again.
Bitch.
Joey still isn't recovered, is he?
He's still not. I know Joey doesn't want to because he's a professional and he wants to keep playing, but at this point, if it's something that could linger into the offseason and limit his training, just shut him down. Reds aren't going anywhere, but... If it's just a bruise or a bone bruise or something, he should be in a full body cast if he's going by, I'm sorry, DB, if he's going by LeBron's standards for injuries here. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a contusion.
We should have kept Yonder Alonso instead of Joey. Yeah. Back when we made that trade. Should have kept Yonder.
Why can't Lorenzen play first? Micah Owings still kicking around?
Seriously.
Probably somewhere.
I wonder what happened to Micah Owings.
Everyone gives the Frank Robinson trade to Baltimore bad, like the worst trade in Cincinnati history. That Micah Owings for Adam Dunn might be right there with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Frank Robinson went on to have a hell of a career and he was in his prime, but Micah Owings for Adam Dunn. Whatever. That's a different rant, but but yeah, that was bad.
This will definitely bleed over in the next year too. I don't know if you guys saw the interview with Joey talking about it, but he just kept saying, you know, getting hit by the ball is part of the game. He just kept repeating it over and over again. But you could tell he was just like, what the fuck?
Every time he was tired of talking about it, the rage just builds inside of him.
Because you could tell he was getting tired of talking about it, but at the same time, you know he was just like, son of
a
bitch.
Well, when he's still hobbled by it, people are still going to be asking him questions about it. So
yeah.
And I think you're right, Hefe. There's no doubt that next time that the Nationals play us next year, there's going to be some tensions and probably some benches cleared. I'd watch that game.
Yeah, it'd be sweet.
I know this wasn't on our list, but... That Acuña Jr. getting drilled on the very first pitch of the game.
Pitch
of the bottom of the first. He had five straight games with home runs. Three of them were leadoff or something like that, or two of them were leadoff home runs. And then I forget the pitcher's name. It just came down today. He got 6-game suspension for that.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And it sounds like he was rogue. He went rogue on this one. It doesn't sound like anyone in the Marlins knew he was going to do this or had planned on this. But just by the way that people have been talking and stuff, and that's a weird thing to do to somebody. But
yeah,
that's like something I mean, you're seeing show where like if someone's just kind of streak going out, just hit him just for the hell of it. Like, nope, fuck you. Yeah.
Luckily, he didn't have he never had an actual at bat, so his streak is still alive when he comes back.
Yeah. But
I think he tried to play tonight and his hand went numb on him. You know how when you get hit on the arm weird, your hand can be weird for a while?
Yeah.
That sounds like that. So I guess maybe his streak did end tonight if he got an at-bat, but which that sucks. But, yeah, I mean, Joey got beaned. It wasn't the time to hit Joey. There was no need to hit Joey. We talked about that last week. And now he's 2 weeks later. He's still struggling to stay on the field. And when he's
running
bases,
it's painful.
You
really notice it when he's running bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other night when I think he and Lorenzen had a cross-up on who was going to cover the bag on a ball that hit off of Lorenzen. It got hit up the middle and bounced off to first, and Votto broke for it, but he was never going to get to it.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if he had a chance to get back to first the way he's running right now. So He's a liability, which sucks because he was having such a good offensive season. I mean, I know he's not crushing home runs, but he was still one of the best hitters in the game. Just sucks. It sucks to see his typically good second half derailed by some BS from Ryan Madsen there, who I still believe is claiming his innocence that he didn't mean to hit him, which obviously he's not. If that happened like on a 1-2 count or 2-1 count, even like if it wasn't the first pitch, it's like, okay, maybe one got away from him. Yeah. But the next time the best player on the Reds comes up after Harper got hit by a spinning curveball that didn't actually, it's just.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of karma there, though, when he gave up that walk-off grand slam.
Grand slam, Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I was actually, I don't remember what I was watching before that, but I flipped over knowing that the Sunday night game was going on. I think it was the Sunday night game. I flipped over, and it was like right in the middle of that inning.
What was funny?
This one was perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because I saw your tweet, and then I didn't see it happen, but I Googled it. I was like, what happened to Madsen? And I had gotten the instant Google search back that said he's having back issues. And I was like, Max, getting excited about an injury again. I was like, good God.
Oh, no. Nope.
And then I saw the video later on, like, SportsCenter.
Walk off.
So the Reds dropped the Ohio Cup this past couple of years.
4-2 on the season.
I jinxed it.
Man, we were so confident that after the way that series started in Cleveland that the Reds were going to take it this year. They only had to win two of them at home, and they got swept. Fucking, they should have won the last game, but do shit in the ninth inning, bases loaded.
Yep. Like the 2012 NLDS all over again.
God.
In the meaningless game in August.
Yep. That's the closest thing that we were going to get to a playoff series, winning that Ohio Cup this year.
Preston Tucker hit his first home run in a Reds uniform the other night.
Yeah.
He's looking
Which
right.
was funny. He almost went yard, and I think in his first, his first at bat, but I think it was his first start, he hit one that just went foul down the line. And then, I know he hasn't been playing a whole lot, but he hadn't really shown that power since then. Right. That was good to see. Maybe with guys getting shuffled around, we'll see what happens. He should get some more at-bats here now, but we'll see. Time to let the young guys figure out what they're going to do. I saw Suarez might play shortstop at some point.
Yeah.
I think that might be because they – I mean, Peraza's been okay. I mean, he's been good there for – I mean, he had a good stretch. So
were they really giving Lorenzen time out in the outfield the other day?
Yeah, he played right field the other night when
I didn't see it, but I had saw Brandon it on Dixon Twitter, pitched. And I was wondering. It's pretty cool.
I think it was part of a double switch. They weren't going to use him. They weren't going to waste Lorenzen pitching, but they wanted to get his bat, give him a shot to get a bat if an at-bat or whatever. I don't know how it worked. Maybe he pinch hit. I don't remember how it worked. I just saw that he got sent to right when Brandon Dixon was pitching, which I don't think he threw anything over 70 miles an hour.
Yeah,
which is funny.
Still pitching better than Homer.
I didn't see who it was. I wasn't watching the game, but I saw everyone talking about it on Twitter. Who was it recently? I think it was either yesterday or the day before that Ruggleman brought him in as part of a double switch and then pinch hit for him the next inning.
Oh, it was shit. Who was it? Yeah, I forget who it was, but everyone was like, "Well, Ruggleman's had better nights than this."
Yeah.
I forget who it was because it was in that it was in the game they actually had a chance in. It wasn't.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Was it Hernandez?
I forget who. I don't know. I just know that everyone started off, at first, praising Ruggleman for what he did, and then even while they were still hot, everyone was bitching about how he sucks. And then now that the Reds have kind of cooled off, there's really not much love out there for Ruggleman at this point.
Welcome to Cincinnati Sports,
which I'm kind of glad just because. I mean, he's done a good job, and he's done what he needed to do with this team.
Yeah.
But if he – it would have been fun to watch if he got them back close to 500 or let them make a run at the wild card somehow if they would have stayed hot like they were right before the All-Star break.
Right.
But it also saves a lot of confusion and second-guessing when it comes to the managerial search next year.
Yeah.
Which – I mean, he should still get an interview. I don't think he's the guy for the job. I don't think if they could talk him into staying on in a reduced role, if the new manager is willing to have him on the staff, I think that'd be great. But mm-hmm. it might be tough to do. The dynamic's already been changed. He's been the head guy in charge here for a while.
Yeah, it worked out for Luke Fickell.
That's true. Then next thing you know, Riggleman's going to be coaching in a Power 6 conference.
That's right.
At least Robert Stevenson has looked good in his Reds performances this year.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that everybody, you know, he's finally getting his starts that everyone else was stealing from him.
Right.
I mean, who else would be here to walk those guys if he wasn't right. here?
Yeah. And it kills me, too, that he keeps on saying he doesn't need to make adjustments. It's like, yeah. you should have been in the league 2 years ago. You're not in the league because you're throwing walks. Coming up now, you're throwing walks. You're walking batters. Like, no, he's you need walks. To make an adjustment.
Yeah. No, they need to adjust to him.
Well, it's the same approach they had with time. Homer. Like, yeah. He's... I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. And we talked about it last week. Yeah. Everybody they bring up has that issue. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's just... I mean, the strike zone doesn't change. It's just the quality of batter changes.
It changes with the batter.
1 2/3 the other night.
From the knees to the chest.
Yeah. Burn.
Motherfucker.
Players players are shorter in the majors.
Jose Altuve.
That's right. With Aaron Judge being out on the DL, the average height of players has dropped significantly. So,
what's the average area for an MLB strike zone? Why can't they give us that stat? They give us fucking exit velocity.
Which, you know what is awesome I like that ESPN does? Is they do that three-dimensional strike zone. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Where they show it like, it's basically like the, kind of like how they do with the NFL stuff, where they have the cameras that can like, you know, spin around the strike zone itself and show exactly where it clipped the strike zone. It's pretty cool. And I do like that, but... So they can figure that out. I'm sure they could tell us the square footage of each, the average square footage.
Yeah.
But
Someone that got thrown out of a game last week, and I'm struggling to remember who it was, as he was walking back to the dugout, yelled at the umpire, like, this is why we want electronic umps, because you suck.
It was a Cub, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I forget who it was on the Cubs, but I'm pretty sure it was one of the Cubs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was funny. Well... He was outdone by that guy in the independent ball, wherever that was. The guy that went and put a trash can right where the ump should be standing behind home plate.
Yep. That was hilarious.
And he missed the mark. He said, that's your home. But he should have just said, like, he'll do a better job than you.
I know.
Like, he missed. Right. I think he was, but I understand that's when you get so mad, you just kind of start saying shit.
In the majors.
Exactly. Until you can talk shit like a pro, you cash your $600 check.
That's a cocksucking call.
Did you just call me a cocksucker? I'm begging you. That is, I might have to watch that tonight. I watch that about once every other week during baseball season lately. Like the last like month or two, I've watched it like 3 or 4 times.
I know. You texted me about it like 2 or 3 times the other day, and I was like, hey, I guess Max watching Bull Durham right now.
I always find something different.
Yeah,
like it's one of those movies. Like, oh no shit, I didn't realize that. But, yeah, the Reds, it's a struggle. Every single night I put the game on, and it almost feels, if they don't blow it in the first inning, which is a stupid thing to say, if the team doesn't put it out of reach from the Reds in the first inning, there's that inevitable meltdown, like, after you've bought into the game for 5 or 6 innings, like, all right, things are looking good. We're just going to, you know, once we get the lineup turned over one more time, we got the meat of the order coming up, we're going to get a run here. Let the bullpen do what it does. And next thing you know, it's like the red starter who stays in a half an inning too long, you know, ends up walking 3 batters and, you know, giving up a bloop single, which scores 2. And then fucking Billy Hamilton breaks for home. I don't know if you guys saw that the other night.
No.
It was when the Reds had 2 on with nobody out. All they needed to score was 2. Oh, they need to score 1 in the 9th to tie it. 2 to win it, 2 on, nobody out. Lorenzen eventually came in to pinch run for Joey, but Billy was on 3rd, and I think it was Suarez hit a shitty dribbler down to the first baseline, and Billy didn't even look to see where the ball was hit. He just ran straight to home, and instead of trying to break back to third to like maybe either make him make a throw or allow Lorenzen, I think at the time, to get to third in a rundown, he just like kind of trotted to home plate and just hoped that the catcher forgot to tag him or something.
Jesus.
It's like, what the hell were you thinking? Yeah. Like, it was, I think I just tweeted, like, what the hell was that? Like, it was, and everybody was sitting around. You can tell people in the stands were looking around, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, and it took him right out of the inning, because then.
I think it was that moment that the team officially gave up.
Yeah, seriously, you can see it lately where the whole team is just kind of like, whatever. It's, they don't have that fire that they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As early as a couple weeks ago. But it's frustrating. At least we're not the Browns.
Yeah.
Although they are kind of the Browns of baseball right now, I guess.
The Reds, I mean, that might colors. Be.
That's right. Although the Orioles, I think, are probably closer to that moniker with how bad they are. They've got as many losses as the Red Sox have wins, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the last episode of Hard, or the second episode, the most recent episode of Hard Knocks aired on Tuesday night. I had some troubles watching it Tuesday night. They supposed to put it up on demand as it's airing or shortly after, and it got to be like after 11 o'clock and it still wasn't up, so I had to watch it yesterday, so Wednesday.
I watched like 3 days before it aired.
Hefe somehow figured out how to do that. But yeah, I don't know if we really learned anything else about the Browns other than they're just a clusterfuck of an organization.
Yeah. Like, how does Callaway not tell the coaches?
That's dumb.
How do they not know, first off?
I mean, that's just him being a dumb rookie. I mean, he's a kid. He needs out. Well, maybe if I don't tell him, they're not going to find out. I don't get in trouble. I can kind of see the thought process there. He should have had
problems with this in college too.
Yeah, and that's what they alluded to when they were talking to him too. Is like, hey, like they're gonna be gunning for you because of your history. So you gotta be smart. You gotta think. You gotta know where you're at. Know what you're doing. Yep. So I don't know.
Hugh was a bad defense attorney in that though.
Yeah,
like he was like making him out to be the victim. He's they're Call coming me. For I you. Know. Yeah. They want you to fail. It's like. Maybe don't have weed in your car and drive with a license that's not suspended. Yeah. Let's talk about that. His explanation,
he bought into Callaway's story, too.
Oh, he lied.
His explanation for it was so, I didn't know it was in there, man. I just picked my car up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, if I find out you're lying to me, he's like, he's lying to you. Like, clearly.
So for those of you that didn't see the episode, I guess, is it Antonio Callaway?
Yeah.
Is Antonio Callaway.
So he got pulled over and he got charged with driving under a suspended license. And I guess he got a possession of weed charge also, which, is a small fine for the amount that he had. Cause they said it was just whatever whatever was left over from a roach clip, which you can believe that or not. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But then he went like the whole day and didn't tell anybody in the Browns organization that it happened. And you could actually see on the field, like he was visibly distracted during the entire, like during workouts and drills, like he wasn't there mentally because he probably had it weighing on his mind the entire time.
Yeah.
Like when is this going to, when is shit going to hit the fan for me?
Right. Yeah. So kind of not totally related to that, but one thing that bothered me about that whole situation with him, when he was talking to Hugh and then when he was kind of apologizing to the team is he was wearing a Florida Gators t-shirt, which when we played football in high school, like you were told if you're on like, in team facilities, you are nothing but, team gear. So I'm surprised he wasn't wearing Brown shit and that they let him just, wear Gators shit. So, I don't know if that's not that big a deal in the NFL or in Cleveland, but that's something that bothered me. I'm like, you're not playing for the Gators anymore. You're playing for the Browns.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, he's so dumb. And
weird.
On top of the, like, he knows that his arrest was on, or ticketing or whatever they called. I guess he didn't really get arrested. He was just cited or whatever. But he knows that's on video. Like, he knows that, Hugh by now knows, obviously, like, by the time that the show aired, Hugh knows that there was weed, the smell of weed present in the car.
Yeah.
And for Callaway to say that he had no idea that it would be in the car. Yeah. Like, well, you smell it. I know you smell it. Like, you probably were smoking it right before you got pulled over.
Yeah.
And he tried to say, like, the reason he got pulled over, he didn't. He's like, I don't know. I just pulled out of the gas station. Yeah. Next thing you know, he was there.
He said
like, okay, so you cut somebody off. You ran a stop. Yeah. Like, yeah, you went out the wrong way. You did something. He didn't just pull you over. Yeah. But, yeah. And then the whole, just to show how stupid the Browns are, the punishment was he played every single snap of the preseason game.
Yeah. This will
like,
show you.
You sit if you get in trouble. Like, I understand, like, wanting to overwork a guy and prove to him that, because I guess conditioning's an issue for him, the way they were talking, which is crazy because he's got every ab known to man still on his body.
Yeah, and he's but right out of
saying,
college.
Like, yeah, and they were saying, you know, his conditioning wasn't ready for the pro game, which is obviously a next level of, you know, fitness, I'm guessing, but I don't know. I never played at the pro level, but they, I'm gonna be that 33-year-old rookie coming into camp next year.
Yeah, Brandon Whedon.
I keep applying for the draft. It's just nobody's calling.
You're applying for the wrong draft.
Yeah, man.
But they, that was kind of dumb, and I guess maybe that was their. They thought it'd be a wake up call, like, hey, you can't take this lightly. You have to be in good shape, but. If anything, it just got him cockier because he made that nice and long touchdown. And
yeah, it didn't teach him any lesson. Like,
yeah.
And you've got a player on your team who's not in camp because of drugs. And you didn't teach him any lessons. So you're literally seeing what happened with Gordon a couple years ago.
Yep.
Like, you're witnessing how they handled that. And now they're handling the same thing that way.
Yep.
Yeah. It's.
And who knows when the hell Josh Gordon will be back. But one thing that really stuck out to me in this episode was that this is Hugh Jackson's third year with the Browns, and he still has problems with the culture and motivation for like practices, like jogging on and off the field. Like like it's basic stuff right now that he still doesn't have.
He was getting advice from Tyrod.
That's what I was going to say. I love how
he's getting advice from Tyrod, and it's like, you're an NFL coach. Yeah. Like, you should know how to motivate people.
Bring it up in the meeting.
Yeah.
That's what Tyrod kept saying.
I like how he's had that. It was during a practice, he kind of caught everyone together and was like, you know, what was all this, like, you know, walking around shit? He's like, when did this shit start? I wanted so bad to someone to be like, about 2 years ago.
And I love when they broke the huddle. Nobody really ran away. Everyone just kind of stood around and started walking back to their position groups.
That was clearly just him kind of flexing for the cameras, I think. I don't think that's
a lot of that for this season.
Yeah.
Yep.
My favorite part of the episode, and he might be one of my favorite players on the roster, is their center, Anthony Fabian, or however you say his last name.
Calling out
NASA.
Yes. Yeah.
Saying, who's your hedge fund manager?
You're not getting 10% anyway.
How are you getting 10%? And then he's NASA like, well, 9.8.
He's like, he's like, still.
Yeah.
Who did he name? Over 70 years. Guy.
No, it wasn't a finance guy.
He said Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Tony Robbins. He said, that guy's my hero. Yeah. I was like, Tony Robbins ain't compounding his interest at 10% year over year.
Yeah, Tony Robbins guarantee is a fucking motivational speaker.
I hate Todd Haley just because I don't really care for the guy. Yeah. Like, he seems like a dickhead. And not in like a, oh man, he's a good coach dickhead way, which I'm starting to turn on Greg Williams. I'm starting to buy into Greg Williams a little more than I used to.
Yeah.
I used to hate Greg Williams.
Before, I don't want to derail too much, but I think he might be the first guy to ever murder somebody on Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking insane, man.
Yeah, he is.
I love how he played back the lozenge thing.
Yeah.
I said something like, got lozenge, bitch.
Which I don't really care. I never really cared for him. And it's probably mostly just because of the whole bounty thing with New Orleans. But he's intense and he's kind of funny. He's like an old school football type of coach. Yeah. It's funny.
Yep.
But I don't really care for Haley. But when he was making fun of Nassib for his first name, he's like, "Who takes a baby?" and says, "Well, I'm going to call you Carl." like,
and then Brogan.
My Brogan.
Dude, he was cracking me up too when he was walking around talking about no love. Like, he was like that dad that hears a rap song for the first time. He's like, "Oh, this is like relevant to our situation."
Yeah. I know. He's like,
so he was just walking around all the black dudes on the team and going, got that no love for the pregame.
That's funny.
Yeah, just, a song from 2009. So cool.
Yeah.
He just thought he was so cool talking about it.
I kind of lost it for him when they were asking about nicknames or whatever. And he's like, oh, just, you know, call me Broby. And he's like, but capitalize the bro. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm out on
you. Yeah. I feel like that was him trying to, I don't know, maybe he is a douche. He did go to EMU, but he was one of those guys that maybe was trying to, he's trying to become that guy of this season. Yeah. Like, Nicole, he's so wacky, like, he's hilarious, and he becomes almost like a cult figure, and next thing you know, he's on Part of My Take, and they think he's hilarious. And,
Can we also talk about how the Cajuste guy's dad's had like 9 heart attacks?
That's what I was going to say. I hope he doesn't die next episode when his son gets cut.
I know, man. I know.
Like, he was like, I actually had one last week, and his son's just like, seriously?
Yeah, he's like, this is the first time I'm hearing about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He, his dad is one, it's got to be steroids or something, because his dad is ripped.
Yeah.
Like, he did something earlier in his life with some sort of steroids or HGH or something that made his heart grow the size of a basketball.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only explanation, because he
Bryce
is
Harper
like,
also has a opponent in the hair department.
Yeah.
Cajuste hair is beautiful.
Him, it's like, we've seen this formula on Hard Knocks before. Like, he's getting cut next episode. Like, that's why they did that. Like,
right.
It's, they did, I forget who it was with the Bengals that year. It was someone that was like a singer or artist or
it
something.
It was, that one guy. Yeah, I
can. Well, there was that. The one guy that was like a gospel singer, and then there was another. There was a linebacker painter, and then there was a guy that was like a gospel singer.
Yeah.
They might have been the different seasons they were both on. I don't remember, but it was the same way where it was like everybody bought in, like, oh, I love him. He's such a good guy. I hope he sticks. And next week, it's like, bring your binders and iPads. Yeah.
If you're that guy, like, in the first episode, they start focusing on you, I think you do everything you can to just avoid the cameras after that. Like, I don't want to be that guy that everyone's rooting for.
Look at him.
Yeah, like, hey.
Take the James Harrison approach. Just flip off the camera.
Yep. Fuck
James Harrison.
That whole thing is so annoying. But I wanted to make fun of the juice, but then I found out about his dad stuff. And I was like, I kind of feel bad for him now. But like, just the way he like dressed and talked, like sometimes the way he sounded like, I can't picture like exactly what I'm thinking, but like one of those just like,
I might have it,
weird kind of like alternate religion spiritual guys that are like you know, I'm at peace with the world, man.
I know what it is. It's Thad when he's coming back from suspension at Blue Mountain
State. Exactly.
When he when he tackles the guy for the first time, he just like gently lays him down.
Yeah,
like that's what he reminds me of.
The way he talks and the way he dresses.
Which I was gonna mention while we're on the topic of tight ends, that David Njoku, I can never say his last name.
Njoku.
Yeah. One. He, so this is also a thing that, you know, shows where the Browns are as an organization. And I hate that I have to get this comparison because I hate this guy and I hate this organization. Yep. But so his punishment was 30 balls caught on the jugs machine.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's less than 2 minutes of work.
Yeah.
Like those balls are rapid fire, 2 minutes, you're walking out. Like not that hard to catch a spiral ball from 10 feet away.
Yeah, I could do
that. Yeah, exactly. I might break a finger like once or twice. I actually probably get hit in the face when I'm checking my phone. But Antonio Brown, they were saying, does like 130 of those after every practice. Yeah. And for the last portion, like the last 50 or so, he'll have a defensive back
hanging on
his arm, trying to trap one of his arms so he can, you know, fight for it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the difference between a team that's just doing enough to, you know, try to be like competitive and a guy that's trying to be the absolute best at what he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I hate to give him credit, but, I mean, that's why he is the second best wide receiver in the NFL, and that's why Njoku's going to be a hazard. He's going to drop a lot. He'll drop everything except for the 2 times a year the Bengals play him.
Yeah.
Yep. Honestly, that's what's going to happen.
Although in the preseason game, he did have some decent catches, I think.
Yeah.
He was dropping easy stuff in scrimmage, though. Yeah.
It's because of those stupid pink/purple gloves.
Yeah. I saw someone say that he used Tudor on purpose just so he could get some FaceTime from the jugs machine with his shirt off, because the dude's a fucking monster.
Oh, I think it might have been Jeff Lowe from...
it was.
Was that him?
That's how I find out about happening on Hard Knocks.
But he... that was one of those things that... It's like, that just shows the state of two franchises. Yeah. one versus the other 31, really.
And we talked about it last week, too, just the reaction they're having to good plays. Like, yeah. Landry caught that. He caught that pass in the back of the end zone. That's a standard play on a Sunday. I mean, Alden Tate's a seventh-round draft pick for the Bengals, and he's making those plays every day in practice.
Yep, like no big deal. And and that's another thing that I guess maybe it'll make next week's cut. I don't know. There was a fight at Browns practice the other day with Jarvis Landry and one of the DBs, and I thought it would be on this week's episode. Yeah. But I guess maybe it fell into that part of the season, of the week where it'll be on next week's. Yeah.
That's one thing I love about Hard Knocks is that every season there's one good camp fight.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't remember if the year with Andy and AJ, their first year, was there a camp fight?
There was a dust up between us and the Falcons at a joint
practice. Oh, that's right, at the joint practices. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the first season with Carson, it was him trying to get that stank off his hands. That was a fight from Kyle Cook's asshole.
That's funny. The whole Corey Coleman thing was interesting, kind of seeing that play out, knowing that it was coming because obviously, except for DB, who didn't want to have any spoilers, we all kind of knew about the trade and so knew it was going to happen.
No idea.
Yeah. He's crying like a bitch in Hugh's office. He's like, why don't you trade me?
You don't want me to play, just trade me. And, okay.
Yeah, he said, why am I running twos?
Now you're going to have AJ McCarron thrown to you. That sucks.
Yeah.
Nathan Peterman. That's right. Excuse me.
Didn't they say McCarron and Peterman are both?
McCarron got rolled up on. I think he sprained his ankle, but I think he's going to be okay. Josh Allen can't throw the ball anywhere but out of bounds.
I saw somebody was bragging about his pass in that game.
That was pretty like 5 yards out of bounds. He needs to play in a Canadian.
Did you see how far he threw it?
Yeah, man.
He's suited for the CFL.
That's where he'll be in a couple years.
Yeah. It's not a far drive from Buffalo. But yeah, and I don't know. We'll see how it shakes out. I loved all the hype that's being bought into of the Browns now. Like, oh, they might actually be a good team. Like, Baker looks good. Look at Jarvis Landry. He's really changing the culture over there. They might win two games this year. Like, I still don't see them winning more than two games.
Yeah. Kizer had a good preseason last year.
The Browns were 4-0. Yeah, I mean,
the Browns went 4-0, yeah.
Kizer had good preseasons, you know. It's the same formula with the Browns. I don't get it.
Where is Kizer now?
I was just going to ask that. I forget where he went. Yeah, he did go to Green Bay. Yep.
Yeah, he's in
Green Bay.
He's behind Hundley right
now. That's right. Yeah, they traded him for some.
That's what his name was. I was trying to think of who their other backup was. Yeah.
Which, just one more thing on the Corey Coleman situation. That just shows more incompetence from the Browns. That is your first-round pick from, was it last year or two years ago?
2 years ago, I think.
They don't have any first-round picks for, like, the last, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, 09 through 16.
That's right. They got
all of them are gone.
But they got two from this year, so.
For now.
Yeah, they'll have them for at least a couple more years.
That would be so awesome if they cut one of their first-rounders from this
Baker
year.
Baker takes that RV on the road and follows, like, the Grateful Dead for a summer. But what I don't get is, I mean, yeah, Corey Coleman has not been a good player, and he's been a general disappointment so far in his short career. But a former first-round pick, 3 years removed or 2 years removed, you've got to get better than a seventh-round pick from Buffalo.
Yeah. From 2020, too.
And even the players were commenting on that.
Yeah.
They were like, man, that's just
people in the wide receiver room, they kind of – I think that's one of those camera moments that the Browns probably should have eliminated was your wide receiving room going – we got a seventh-round pick for Corey? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think the one guy was like, I mean, that ain't even shit or something. Yeah, like
and
that.
Even the the coach was kind of like, I know, we don't make the calls.
And they're was like undermining. They're short of wide out right now, too.
Yeah, well, they got Dez. They got Dez coming in.
Yeah, Dez will be signed by the time we...
And that's honestly
that's gonna
how
be
I
shoot.
Think
I
they
I can't wait for that, yeah. I hope that all gets it settled and in before Hard Knocks is over. That way you can see him coming in and him and...
I hope he punches Baker Mayfield in the face.
Yeah. Him and fucking Josh Gordon, and if they're gonna have a hell of a lot of talent for a shitty football team, that's for sure.
Yeah,
they might put up 40 points a game, but they're just not gonna be able to stop anyone.
Right.
But that's gonna be really funny. Which you touched on Josh Gordon. You got Dez. I think the Dez versus Jarvis Landry thing is gonna be appointment television.
Yeah,
the minute that Dez takes a practice off because for no reason other than you know, it's one of his days off, which Hugh loves giving out, apparently.
Yeah.
But, which I feel like the cameras have made a point to focus on guys not in shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Like, after that triad, he went on diatribe or whatever, when he went on, where he was just like, you know, we got to practice, we got to practice. Yep. Or we're not going to practice, and Haley's like, we got to practice, we got to. Now there's just a bunch of dudes standing around in those stupid canvas hats with no shoulder pads.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be such an interesting dynamic with that offense. And I know we're running a little long on the Hard Knocks talk here, but I think that's the first time I've heard Myles Garrett talk, and that's not what I expected.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected, but that's not what I expected. I didn't expect, like, him to be like a very like soft spoken poet.
Yeah.
I just expected him to be kind of like a, like, not like a jerk, but I just thought he was going to be like, I like hitting quarterbacks and I like, I like crushing people. Like, that's what I do. That's what I'm paid to do.
Mm-hmm. I will break you.
Yeah, but it seems like he can turn it on and off, because they showed right after his poetry stuff him getting in a dust up in practice. But then he was like, I'm a pass rusher. Yeah. That's what I do.
Pass rusher. Yeah.
Like, he's like, what the fuck are you doing, man, or whatever? He's like, I'm pass rusher.
I like that the offensive line coach got in his offensive lineman's face, like, don't let him drive you back like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you to get in Miles' face. Like,
Like, look in the mirror before you go after Myles Garrett there.
Yeah.
But then again, common theme throughout all of our Hard Knocks recaps, that's why they're the Browns.
That's right.
So,
has any of the players, have they earned their stripe yet?
No, I'm going to keep waiting for someone, and no one has yet. Is that going to be a collective thing?
I don't know.
Maybe they should just leave it off. It looks a lot better.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we've been talking off the pod, and I don't know if any of us can really actually remember. DB's the one that edited it. If they'd actually made it into the cut last week about us thinking that the Browns helmets looked better without the stripes.
I don't remember.
Maybe we just talked about it off air. I don't remember. But that was our inspiration for this week's episode. Our fantasy draft was uniform tweaks throughout all of sports that we think would make a major upgrade to the already existing uniforms. Whereas Witty's fandom, he'd probably call them kits in most of his teams that he roots for.
All right, I got the first pick. So it's always bugged me that, and you know, the Reds used to have black in their uniforms back in the 90s, but I hate that their waveform hats have a black bill.
Yep.
When they have no other black on their jersey whatsoever, you know, they wear the gray stuff with red lettering. There's no black at all on any of their stuff except for the bill of their hat, and I hate it.
That was my first one. That's one of my biggest gripes in all of uniforms. And I threw in the drop shadow on the C as well for that.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Good one, DB. Yeah. I was so bummed when I didn't draw an early pick, because I knew that was going to go off the board quick.
Yeah, that had to be the first pick, because I knew that most of us would have that.
Back in the day, that black hat with the red bill, that's a very underrated look. Like, I don't mind wearing that hat casually, but I'd prefer the Reds just to have plain red hats with the white C.
Right.
Yep.
Or the white hats with the pink stripes on them.
That actually is pretty badass. I've got a couple of those, like, youth-sized that unfortunately don't fit me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're giveaways or part of uniform kits or what, but
my dad still has one that
they're
that
so
fits
awesome.
Him. Yeah,
those old school, those old school mesh training or spring training hats.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Those were badass. Yeah,
they started making those again.
Those were badass.
Yep.
I had one of those, and my dog chewed it up, and I was never so pissed. But
Cook's
she
hanging.
Got what was coming.
You still have them. Jesus. Yeah, I had one that it just got so disgusting from all my summer chores and stuff, and then I just bought one recently that Cook's had a huge, I don't know if Cook's found a box of them in their storage or what, but they're like the same old, they're not like the new, you know how the new spring training stuff is like more of a like dry fit, like it's legit,
like cool
mesh
base.
Nice. But
all
right, yeah, we could. There's a lot of things I'd change about the red uniforms, but if we're only allowed to do tweaks, that would be it.
Yep.
That would be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good job, DB.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We start us off strong. Good first pick.
It's all downhill from here.
Yep.
I've got the second pick. And since we're doing tweaks again, I'm taking the Bengals uniforms and I'm getting rid of that white. I'm starting over again. Sorry. I have the second pick in the draft. And if I'm doing just tweaks, I am going with the white stripe on the side of the Bengals jerseys that bleeds down in the pants. I think it's stupid, unnecessary, especially on the black uniforms. It looks really bad.
Yeah.
I think it would make the uniforms look a lot better. I'm still a fan of the 90s uniforms.
Yeah, we've all said that before. Going back to those boomer size scenario uniforms where, you know, they don't have much of the, you know, the gimmicky shit. Obviously, the tiger stripes worked into the stripes is, I mean, that's kind of their signature look. But you still have it in the same mold. It's like the solid around the sleeve and solid down the side of the pants.
Right.
You don't. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Which, I have high hopes. If you lost the white stripe, it would at least make it look even a little better. Which,
that was number two on my list, which I've lost my first two picks now.
I'm taking number
three. I saw someone on Madden. Someone put, I don't know if, we haven't seen them wear their black uniforms. We'll see it Saturday night.
Yeah, there's rumors there.
I saw pictures of Madden where it doesn't look like it has them. So I don't know if that's just a glitch in the game right now. Or if you can actually change uniforms in Madden. I haven't bought it yet. So maybe it's one of those things you can modify part of as your franchise or something. You can change uniforms or something. But, yeah, I mean, it looks so much better, especially with the black pants. It looks a lot better. And that's a good one, Hefe. I agree with that.
All right, Woody, take Max's third pick.
Yeah, I don't think this was on his list. This was
Manchester U.
bring back the solid reds.
So Arsenal used to wear. Just kidding. it took me a while to come up with a second soccer team. So this is one that I've come to accept it because it's been a long time since they made the switch. But it bothered me like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago now, however long ago it was, when the Buckeyes on their sleeve stripes got rid of the gray stripes on the red jerseys. So it's just white and black stripes now, which, I mean, scarlet and gray are their colors, so it didn't make any sense to me that they took the gray out of the red jerseys. I think it looks a lot better with the gray in there. So I would, you know, I wish they would go back and add that gray stripe in. And then while they're doing that, get rid of every fucking alternate jersey and uniform they've ever worn, because I hate those. But
you don't like the black helmets?
No, I don't like, no.
I'm just kidding. They're horrible.
They wore those throwback whites the one game against Michigan a couple years ago.
They wore the red ones in the championship game, too, where it had the sweet looking. It looked so much better. And that one, the only thing I didn't like about those red ones is they had the black TV numbers up on the shoulders instead of white like they used to be. But other than that, I mean, even still, it looked a lot better than, you know, just the white, black, and red stripes. But you know, I don't know. I don't know why they ditched the gray. I think initially it was because of the, you know, evolution of uniforms, how sleeves got smaller and smaller. I mean, they made that whole sleeve stripe area a lot smaller on the jerseys. So I guess they feel like they had to eliminate it. But clearly, I mean, if they did it in those throwbacks, they can still fit, you know, that extra gray stripe on there. So I wish they would do that.
Through God, all things are possible. Write that down.
Yeah.
So, all right. Now I get to pick my best two that have left over on my list here. I've thought about that Ohio State one, but I knew that would be taken by you, so I didn't want to steal you there.
Well, you didn't have an opportunity to because you picked that.
Well, I wouldn't have, no chance in hell, but I did this list before I found out where we were drafting, so always be prepared. I'm going to go not to, you know, start a rivalry here or anything. But I think Michigan should go back to their glossy helmets. They switched to the matte finish a couple years ago. And I think that their type of helmet just looks better being glossy all around because the, I guess, whatever you call that thing, the weird yellow Wolverine stripe thing.
Yeah.
That's a sticker. Like, I believe that's still shiny.
Yeah, it is.
And they go to the matte helmet now. So just, I think it was cool, like a one-off thing when they made the switch to Jordan or Nike, whatever they are now.
Yeah.
But I think that they should go back to and it seemed like the deep, like dark blue color change. It doesn't match their jerseys anymore. No. So I think that they need to switch back to that, and that would go well with the the Ohio State taking back their their normal stripes and get that classic look back for that big rivalry.
I think, and this may be a little bit of a hot take, but I'm out on Matt helmets now. I think it was kind of
it was cool at first.
Yeah, and now I'm kind of over it. I think it's run its course and just go back to that regular glossy style.
I agree, especially in MLB. Some hats, of the helmets. It's like with Major League Baseball, the helmets don't look as cool. It was always awesome when like it was a shined up helmet in the Major League games at night on TV. In my second pick,
I like Matt. You guys suck.
My second pick, I'm gonna say, I think the Indians should get rid of the Block C logo on their hats.
Yeah, bring back the Indians. I think they should get rid of Chief Wahoo because it's offensive.
they do have all three hats in the rotation still. The Block C, the Chief Wahoo plain blue, and Chief Wahoo with the red bill. I think they should just go with the Chief Wahoo hats all the time. It's a classic look. There's like half of 1% of America is actually offended by their hats.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
So. I'm offended for that half of 1%. I didn't realize we were going to get problematic on this episode. I'd like to be known that the views and opinions of Mac are not the views and opinions of the Natty Boys or Mill Iron Sports. Direct all your hate mail to at Mill Iron Mac, and copy at Mill Iron Hefe and tell him he's a bitch too, just for fun. And send Hefe some dick pics in his DMs.
Please. But yeah, maybe if they brought back the cursive eye.
I was going to say that.
Maybe that would be.
Yeah.
That wasn't a bad alternate hat for them. But I don't know, the Block C, maybe it's because also the type of person I always see wearing those hats, it pisses me off. It's always like the...
Yeah. Native American.
Your stereotypical Cleveland dude where like he doesn't know if he's from Ohio or New Jersey.
Yeah. I think they should go with the wishbone C.
They had a hat. I don't know if it had the actual like I don't know if it had the point, like it was the full wishbone, but it was like the like smush C or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the Chicago Bears C.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so this one's a little bit, I guess, off the beaten path. But it kind of goes back to DB's first pick, you know, the unnecessary black in uniforms. If you follow UniWatch, he calls it black for black's sake. You're just throwing black into the uniforms for no reason.
You call me problematic.
I don't know how long ago they went to this uniform, but... McDonald's, their workers have pretty much all black uniforms now. I really like to see them go back to the, you know, their old school. I think in the 70s they had some like solid red uniforms with the white and red stripes on the sleeves with some yellow trim. I mean, those are their base colors. I think they need to go back to that look. I'm not in on the black McDonald's uniforms. I think they need to get that red and yellows. I mean, red and yellow, if you do it right, it's a good looking uniform. I mean, look at the Chiefs. So I think they need to go back to that.
They're doing renovations to a lot of the McDonald's buildings also to reflect those new, like that new gray color.
Yeah. Not my McDonald's.
Not a fan. Our McDonald's is still the same McDonald's that was there in 1990.
Mine literally just got completely like torn down to the ground and rebuilt completely. But I think that was prompted by some, they had, I think it was some like pipes burst or something. So they had to
rat problems.
Yeah.
That's what happened at our Taco Bell in Columbus. Wasn't there like a sewage issue? Yeah. Insert joke here.
That's what happened at the Skyline downtown.
I wasn't visiting in Columbus that weekend.
Don't you besmirch Skyline.
I was pissed because that's where I used to go to lunch and not every day, obviously, but they were closed for like 5 or 6 months.
You're
I
Ohio.
Think. Yeah. Oh, well, Matt goes to Gold Star, but whatever. Hefe, go.
I don't even like going to that side of our town anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid to be seen in the same general vicinity.
Get videotaped.
Plus, that whole side of town is just a shithole anyway.
I'm going with my second pick with the current Cyclones jerseys, but with the 91 and 92 logo. which is the guy that's in the Jason mask. Yep. Classic. I don't mind the color scheme of the new uniforms, but the logo is trash.
The new C is with the twister hurricane, or whatever going with it. I kind of like, but it's the old ones are definitely better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I'm going 90, 91, 92 logo on the chest. You know, main feature, and then on the shoulders I'm going Twister, the old Twister logo. I think that would just be awesome looking.
Yeah, I like
that. Someone we know helped design that logo, so I know they don't listen, but someone we all went to college with. So if you're out there, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I said I liked it.
No, fuck that.
All right, I got back-to-backs, my last two picks. The first one is not going to be popular, but it's not going to be popular because of the team. But I fucking hate that the Steelers only have one logo on the side of their helmets. Yeah. Like, they need to be symmetrical in my head for them to look better. So, like, the helmet just has Steelers on. I think it's the right side. And then the left side is just plain black. And I fucking hate it. It bugs the shit out of me. Like, every other team has logos on both sides of the helmet.
I read somewhere that the reason they do that, too, is because... because
they're fucks.
Shut up. The reason they do that is because everybody in Pittsburgh is just poor trash. And so they kind of wanted to sort of mimic that by saying, oh, well, we're going to pretend to be poor, too. We can only afford one logo per helmet, you know, so we're going to save money. Just as an homage to the poor, trashy Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah, it's in respect to all the kids only going to school with one shoe.
Yeah.
Or the cars only having one door that's actually the right color and everything else is
exactly. You
know, pulled from a scrapyard. I think, yeah, I heard that too, Woody.
I like that. So the next one is kind of new, and I think we've actually talked about it on the podcast before, but the Rams helmets are now just blue with the white horn when they move to LA. And I don't care which one they do, but they either add the yellow back to the helmet like it was before, or get the yellow out of the uniform.
Yeah.
Like, they need to do one or the other. I don't give a shit which one
it is. No, it's definitely add the yellow to the helmet. Helmet.
Okay.
It's the NFL's fault, though, too.
Yeah, because of the decals and everyone has to have the same helmet.
Yeah.
Well, you can't change your uniform. It's like a 3-year process to change your jerseys.
Yeah, because they wanted to go with the white.
But you can change the helmet. Yeah. Because that's what they were the first time in LA, I guess. Blue and white. So,
which
that's the plan. I like the white helmet, but it looks awful with the yellow on the
uniform. Yeah, it does.
They just need to do one or the other.
It looks like when you have one of those annoying people playing against you in Madden that just do a hodgepodge of
I'm going to use the 60s helmet.
The alternate jersey with the
2001 socks.
Yeah, with the practice pants.
And the powder blues.
Yeah. My favorite Rams uniforms are the kind of the brighter blue with the yellow stripes.
Right before
they switched to the greatest show on turf, like darker blue and gold. That bright yellow and bright blue. I really like that look. Yep. I wish they just go back to that.
They lost their first Super Bowl in the old ones, and then they switched and lost the next Super Bowl. Yep. Can't remember which order. That was with the Titans first? No, they beat the Titans, didn't they?
Yeah.
They lost to the Titans.
No, they beat the Titans.
In the late 90s?
They beat the Titans because that's where...
that's right.
Oh, I forget who it was. The receiver was inches short. A yard short.
Yeah. He lunged for the goal line and was short.
Yeah.
And then they lost to the Patriots the next year, I think. Or vice versa. I can't remember. Yeah. I don't know. That was back... That was back in our junior high days, I think. Not to date us, but I believe that was junior high era. So we probably didn't really give a shit when it was all said and done. We weren't losing money like we do now in the Super Bowl.
Mac was announced his fucking thought, Jefe.
No, I was just going to say, I agree with DB. They need to make a decision one way or the other. It's like me right now and Jefe too, maybe. Do you shave it or you just go with the comb over? You got to make a decision.
I'm rocking the clock's that comb ticking. Over hard.
Clock's ticking. Go ahead, Effie.
I have a misshaped head.
How long are you going to hold on there, Rosillo?
I have a misshaped head. With my last pick, I'm changing up jerseys with a logo again. I'm going to keep UC's current uniforms, but on the shoulder, I want to put the 90 to 2005 alternate logo, like the cartoon Bearcat, the one that had his paw in the sea back in the day. Mm-hmm. I want to add that to the uniform. Also add a logo to the field. Takes me back to the 90s and the old amazing basketball teams in UC history that I just would like to see that logo incorporate it in the jersey somewhere.
That'd be cool.
Yes, sir.
When you first started talking UC, I thought you were going to say bring the Jordan uniforms back. That would be so awesome.
Jordan uniform would be sweet.
So this next one, depending on how it's done, can look really good or it can look really bad. You see a lot of uniforms that utilize vertical stripes, and vertical stripes can be good. I mean, pinstripes, yeah, I think that's a good look. Horizontal stripes are a little bit tougher to pull off. I know you see like the old Astros jerseys with that, and obviously those aren't uniform stripes. They're kind of like that. I don't know. Are they the one? Is that tequila sunrise? Yeah. So, anytime you get those horizontal stripes, it can be good if it's done right. Like I said. So what I'd like to really see is prisoners ditch like the orange or like the the solid colored coveralls for like the white and black striped uniforms that you used to see back in like the early 1900s, because I think that's a really classic look. And maybe even get those like flat top hats that you see in all the prison costumes too, that I don't think any prisoner ever actually wore. I just think that's a good look, and I like my prisoners to look nice like that. So I don't know why they ever back when they were
breaking rocks and making license plates. Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, so good, that's one. My last pick.
It's about time they get a break here. Get the boys new uniforms. All right, my last one, I'm going to say it's not really a tweak in the actual uniform as much as it is just how they utilize it. But I think the Raiders, they should pull Cowboys and just go with the all-white uniform or the white tops. Mm-hmm. They still have the silver bottoms. Yeah. But they should go with the white uniform all the time. I will throw in one caveat there. If they have like a Monday night game or something, that black uniform looks awesome under the lights. Yeah. Especially in Oakland where the lights are terrible and it just kind of is a weird shadowy, like it just looks, you can tell when a game's in Oakland. It's just one of those deals. It's like kind of like Edmonton in hockey. You could always tell when a game was in Edmonton. Like the lights are just so distinct. But I think that the Raiders, they would really benefit from just rocking the Cowboys model for uniforms and just wear the whites at home. That way you might have one or two games a year where you have to wear a different uniform. So just cause I'm a huge fan of that combination.
Yep.
I got some good honorable mentions.
I'm sure you do.
Let's do them.
So the Maryland Terrapins flag helmet, get that shit out of here.
Yes. Yep. And light it on fire. Bury it with that kid.
I was going to try and find somebody to work that in.
I understand why it's done, and I don't have anything against the troops, but I hate it when teams wear camo stuff.
Yes.
It just, I don't like it. Any team, like, I just don't think it looks good.
I'm glad the Reds went with just the military green, like, numbers this year instead of wearing the full camo uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And then the last one that I'll throw out there is the, for, like, the Christmas jerseys in the NBA, they all have sleeves, and I hate it. Yeah. I just don't like sleeved basketball jerseys.
Mm. Are they doing that again this year?
Personal ref. They do it almost every single year with special uniforms for Christmas. Yeah.
I knew at one point they were saying they weren't sure if Nike was going to be able to pull it off or if they were going to do it when they switched over.
I think it'll be back. Yeah. I think like 1 year, like LeBron tore the sleeves off his jersey.
Yeah,
like cut the hardo.
Yeah. He like cut the seam underneath so he just sees flapping. Like,
yeah.
He's so edgy.
the last one that I'll throw out there, but interrupting Hefe, the Jaguars actually took our advice and got rid of their shitty ass helmet. Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah,
that 2-10, that was awful.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're fine. I had adding
one more.
I had adding pinstripes to the current Reds uniform. I missed the pinstripe look. I think it was a good look.
You don't know. Joey Votto earned his pinstripes.
Yeah.
Maybe they still do have pinstripes on the current uniforms, but nobody's earned them yet.
Ooh, I like that theory.
Just like the Browns helmets. Nobody's earned their stripes there.
I might go sleeveless, too, like the old school Griffey uniform. The sleeveless with the pinstripe.
Cut just the sleeves have Brett off, Boone too. At second. More sleeveless, looking jacked. Yeah.
I also had the Brimmer or the Boomer era Bengal jersey with the current pants. I think would look good.
No,
I think I said that.
I'd
be stripe confusion.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves about the current ones is the stripe just kind of stops halfway down the pants. I want it to go all the way.
Gotcha.
And be uniform and width
to the knee.
One thing that we didn't mention is that I fucking hate the Bengals helmets.
Really?
I don't think they look good at all.
I like them.
I want the white helmet with the color rush. I don't think that the helmet should be orange with the color
rush. No, it's going to be black this year. Black with white stripes, black. Which makes even less sense.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind it if it was white with the black stripes.
Cooks.
It's called color rush, not lack of color rush.
Cooks had both of them out there.
Cooks made a white one with black stripes, and it's what's on their little mannequin that they have out there now.
Yeah.
And it looks good. Like, do that. That's what makes sense because you're like a white tiger. Having the regular helmet doesn't really look that great with it, but having a black one with white stripes, that doesn't make sense at all. Like, that looks like something you get by accident. Like, someone fucked up and like, oh shit, this wasn't what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to them bringing back the Bengals in script on it either. So I'd be okay with that too.
It's just my personal preference. Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad. I just like the stripes. I think the stripes is the best part.
Yeah, I like them, but hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I respect you, DB.
That's all
I had
for my honorable mentions.
Thanks.
I had Eagles go back to the Kelly Green look.
Oh.
Yeah,
they can
awesome.
Keep the current template. They don't have to go full blown like Ron Jaworski era, but just get rid of the, just go back to the Kelly Green look. It's so much better than that weird. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it almost has a blue tint to it when it,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
like in certain lights. Like, it's not really a good dark green. It's got a weird. It's just very weird.
I think we've talked about this before, but I have a lot of teams where I would do that. Where I would say just go back to the early 90s, late 80s uniforms. I think the Eagles, the Jets, the Giants, the Broncos.
The Texans.
Yeah.
The Oilers.
The Oilers.
That first Texans helmet they put out, I think it was white. It was badass looking. Yep. Yeah. It was just a mock-up of a possible jersey that they were working on. Mm-hmm.
The Titans are weird now.
Yeah, they
don't
look
have,
right.
Like,
they're
navy
dark blue
helmets.
Yeah, they're dark blue. I also had... Get rid of the white gloves for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I don't care if it's because they're the new age of hockey and they're the new team and it's going to be the, you know, every new team comes out guns blazing with weird uniforms. The Jackets did it with their weird neon green accents and stuff. Hopefully they'll learn their lesson and go back to normal gloves eventually. And my last one I had was all of MLB. Get rid of the 3D logos on the helmets.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The only team I think that ever had a 3D logo was the Cubs.
Yeah,
it was like the sticker patch. Mm-hmm. Like it was like, I don't know how to describe it really, but it was like an iron-on patch that was just sticky on the back. Which I thought was, I mean, it just looks weird half the time. It just doesn't look right.
I agree.
I like that, but. I know we talked a lot about NFL uniforms. There have been rumors next year, I think it's their 100th anniversary of the NFL or something like that, of actually an incorporated league. I don't know how, because the AFL and NFL and everything. Because I think this year is the 100th year for the Packers as an organization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But next year is the first year as the the 100th year of whatever NFL anniversary.
Right.
But... The rumor is a lot of teams, if not for the whole season, but for portions of the seasons, are going to be doing a lot of throwback mm-hmm. looks.
Yeah.
I don't know how that'll play for teams that have only had one or two looks, like the Texans and the Titans, and just the Titans could always go back to the Oilers, but it'll be interesting to see what they do there. If it's a lot of teams are going to use it as an opportunity for a jersey overhaul, apparently, too. The Jets are one of them. Hopefully the Bengals are, too.
Hope the Buccaneers go back to the creamsicle uniforms.
That would be awesome.
Those were badass.
Yep.
I'll have to go back and watch Leatherheads for the historical reenactment of that. John Krasinski.
Yeah, we get it.
Old Jim.
Yeah. James Halpert.
What are your honorable mentions?
Didn't have any.
Good. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
He knew he had it in the bag with his prison and McDonald's. All he had to do was get that Buckeyes in, and he was set.
That's right.
So,
do you like stuff?
I don't, actually.
I know we always talk about heading into the weekend what we're going to look forward to. I'm looking forward to hanging out with some friends. And
yeah.
There's also a football game going on at some point. I don't know how that plays into what we're doing, but...
God.
NXT TakeOver Chicago, too.
Well, that's right. SummerSlam's Sunday.
Ooh. SummerSlam Sunday. Brock Lesnar might finally be out.
Thank God. So, what about you, Witty and DB? You got any?
So, this isn't...
Bengals Cowboys Saturday.
Mine's not necessarily this weekend, but it's along the same lines as DB's. I'm really looking forward to football season now after reading that Bleacher Report article on AJ Green. And I know we've already gone pretty long now, so I don't want to, touch on that too much. But that got me really pumped for football season. I don't know why. I'm all of a sudden
he's
like,
a beast, man.
The Bengals might be really good this year. I mean, AJ Green's, Andy Dalton and AJ Green got their chemistry going. And, I'm already getting myself setting up for disappointment. But I'm really looking forward
to it. That's what it
sounds like. Yeah, it does.
That's what the Bengals do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Bengals Cowboys on Saturday, and we'll be hosting a few of you friends down here. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm getting hammered Saturday night.
Are you?
I guess I will too.
I told you my idea. Just tell us the mystery when we walk in, and then we can watch the Bengals game.
Yeah, I wish that I could do that, but my wife.
He done it.
I'll walk in and shoot Hefe in this big mystery solved. Let's go.
You guys all have DDs, so there's no reason to not drink with me. All right, thanks for checking out the podcast today. Sorry it was so long. I know you guys enjoyed the content.
I'm cutting this shit out of half hour.
Yeah, you probably should. Check out millironsports.com. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Send Hefe them dick pics.
Dick pics.
He likes uncircumcised.
I prefer it.
Wow. See you guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I said bye
Thanks
last.
Thanks for stopping by.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I said
Love
bye.
Love you.
We can leave now. Bye.